Think a minute. A lady was waiting for her flight at the airport, so she bought a small bag of cookies to eat while she read the newspaper. Gradually, she became aware of someone else reaching into the package of cookies. Looking from behind her paper, she was shocked to see a well-dressed man taking some of her cookies. She didn't want to say anything, so she just leaned over and took a cookie herself. A minute or so later, she couldn't believe her eyes as this man took another one of her cookies. In fact, by now, almost all the cookies were gone. Finally, as if to add insult to injury, this man broke the last cookie in two and handed half of it to her, then ate his half and walked away. Now she was angrier than ever. In fact, she was still furious later when she was boarding her plane. She opened her handbag to get her ticket, and suddenly there she saw her own package of cookies she had never even opened. At that moment, she realized she had been eating the other man's cookies, not her own. Yet even though she was wrong, the man had still generously let her take his cookies. Now she was ashamed that she had judged him. She had been completely blind to her pride, assuming she was right, when in fact she was the one who was wrong. Plus, she was also blind to the kindness of this man to her. Sadly, we all have judged other people, even though we ourselves were wrong and guilty. We think we see everybody else's faults and weaknesses clearly, but we're blind to our own. We think we know much more than we actually do. Like the little girl who said to her father, "Daddy, I know everything." Her dad replied, "Oh, really? And how do you know that?" She answered, "Well, I thought and I thought and I thought, and I can't think of anything I don't know." But that's just what we adults do when we judge other people, even though we have so many things wrong with our own life and character. So today, why not ask the only true and perfect judge to forgive you for your sinful pride and blindness to your own faults and wrongs? Then Jesus can help you start changing to become the truly honest and compassionate person He created you to be, who loves and forgives others just as He has you. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.